The board's internal auditor presented her review of last year's budget, saying although the district overspent, it benefited students. Much was spent on services and teacher salaries, and all of the money is accounted for. Still, the district had to dig into its emergency reserve. Some board members, like Becky Couch, had lots of questions.
How would the board not really fully see that something was underfunded or not funded at all?
She says when board members approve budget items, they do get a financial impact statement, but it's lacking crucial information sometimes. For instance, in one, some salaries were supposed to be funded from a funding source separate from the general budget.
And then later on, part of it was funded out of general revenue.
And that was approved as a budget amendment.
But it wouldn't show in the financial impact or the budget amendment that it never had a designated funding source from general revenue.
The review also shows about $5 million was overspent on content specialists who create curriculum and help with professional development because some federal funding expected to come in didn't. To prevent that from happening again, the auditor suggests not budgeting based on expectations, and rather they should only deal with what they know they have. The board will now present this review to the state's auditing committee chair after some state lawmakers called for an audit of the district's finances. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.